नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भागवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 6, entitled Conversation Between Narad and Vyasadev, text number 19. Didrikshus tad aham bhuyah pranidhaya mano hridi vikshamano api napasyam avitripta ivaturah. Didrikshustadaham bhuya didrikshustadaham bhuya pranidhaya manohridi pranidhaya manohridi vikshamanopi napasyam vikshamanopi napasyam avitripta ivaturaha avitripta ivaturaha. Desiring to see tat that aham I bhuyaha again anidhaya having concentrated the mind manaha mind hridi upon the heart vikshamanaha waiting to see api in spite of na never apasyam saw him avitriptaha without being satisfied eva like aturaha aggrieved. Translation: I desired to see again that transcendental form of the Lord, but despite my attempts to concentrate upon the heart with eagerness to view the form again, I could not see him anymore. Thus, dissatisfied, I was very much aggrieved. Anuvad.
আমি ভগবানের সেই আপনার ভিতর আবার দর্শন করতে চেয়েছিলাম, কিন্তু তাকে পুনরায় দর্শন করার আশায় একাগ্রচিত্তে হৃদয় ধ্বংসে দর্শন করার চেষ্টা করা সত্ত্বেও তাকে আমি আর দেখতে পাইনি এবং এভাবে অতিরিক্ত হয়ে
Tatparya by Lord Krishna through Srila Prabhupada. There is no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. It completely depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. We cannot demand the Lord to be present before our vision, just as we cannot demand the sun to rise whenever we like. The sun rises out of his own accord. So also, the Lord is pleased to be present out of his causeless mercy. One should simply await the opportune moment and go on discharging his prescribed devotional service of the Lord. Narad Muni thought that the Lord could be seen again by the same mechanical process which was successful in the first attempt. But in spite of his utmost endeavor, he could not make the second attempt successful. The Lord is completely independent of all obligations. He can simply be bound up by the tie of unalloyed devotion, nor is he visible or perceivable by our material senses. When he pleases, being satisfied with the sincere attempt of devotional service, depending completely on the mercy of the Lord, he may be seen out of his own accord. So those of you who speak English and Bengali, you are going to get double class. So I hope you learn everything thoroughly. Didrikshu stada hambuya pranidaya manohridi Vikshamanopi napasyam avitripta ivaturaha. I desired to see again that transcendental form of the Lord, but despite my attempts to concentrate upon the heart with eagerness to view the form again, I could not see him anymore, and thus dissatisfied, I was very much aggrieved. So this is a discussion between the spiritual master, Vyasadeva, pardon me, Narad Muni, and his disciple, Vyasadeva. And in this discussion, Narad Muni is telling the story of how he got full realization of Krishna. So it is interesting to note that the spiritual master Narad Muni did not make a show that he was perfect from the very beginning, that he made no mistakes in his life, and therefore he got devotional service. But he actually presented his life story in a very humble and truthful way. Now, in the beginning of this class, I mentioned that the purport was Lord Krishna's purport, but Srila Prabhupada was the instrument. Srila Prabhupada told us that I have not written these books. These books have been written by Lord Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada himself enjoyed reading these books, his own books, but he enjoyed reading them because it was Krishna's message. So the process of devotional service is called avaroha pantha, or descending knowledge. It is coming down from Krishna through parampara. Now, you might think, why can't I just directly approach Lord Krishna and get knowledge from him? Surely he will be impressed by my bhakti. I know that Krishna is the supreme perfect personality of Godhead, Adi Purusha. Why should I approach an imperfect man or woman?
আমি একজন যে কোন স্থিতি লাভ করে এরকম অপূর্ণ ব্যক্তির কাছে সমাগত হোক।
Well, the reason we do is because the all-perfect personality of Godhead tells us to do that. As far as we can see, everyone in this material world has got defects or faults. In the beginning of our devotional life, or before our devotional life, we see everyone with a fault-finding mentality. In fact, people get ahead in the material world by pushing others down. Everyone is envious of everyone else. No matter what you do, there's always someone who is envious of any opulence, any fame, any perfection that you have. Now, a personality like Srila Prabhupada is known as a Nitya Siddha devotee or Shakti Avesha, empowered personality. From the very beginning of his childhood, from the very beginning of his entrance into this world, he is perfect. But he may present himself as imperfect. Just like Lord Krishna came to this material world, and he could have done so many things. He did do some wonderful things, but he could have done much more. Hardly 100 people were able to understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hardly 100. Even he killed Putana, even he lifted Govardhan Hill, even he swallowed Talavan forest fire, even he did so many wonderful things, but people still did not recognize him as God. Leave aside the residents of Vrindavan who were fully in love with Krishna. They were under his yoga maya potency. But besides them, the non-devotees, the atheistic, the materialistic men, they are impressed when someone manifests opulence. Krishna manifested so much magic, but they did not recognize him.
Krishna দীপাবলির বাইরে যে সমস্ত মানুষ নাস্তিক বা জাগতিক জাতির চারিদিক মত ছিল তারা ভগবানের অত অত দীপা দর্শন করেও তারা ভগবানকে চিনতে পারে না।
Similarly, Srila Prabhupada manifested so many wonderful pastimes, and yet people have not taken the trouble to understand him or to recognize him or to praise him. Krishna says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyaschasmi tattvata. I can only be known by love and devotion.
Krishna bolche, amake shudhumatro bhakti madhane jana.
Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya aham evam vido arjuna gyatum drashtum cha tatvena praveshtum cha parantapa. I'm standing in front of you, Arjuna, and still you cannot see me unless you have got love and devotion. Then I will reveal myself.
আর কৃষ্ণ বলছে আমি তোমার কাছে যাবে আমি তোমার সামনে, কিন্তু যতক্ষণ না তোমার কাছে যদি প্রেম থাকে আমার যদি ভক্তি থাকে ততক্ষণ তুমি আমাকে দেখতে পাবে।
Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upriyanti te. To those who are devoted to Krishna, he gives them the intelligence how they can see him, how they can serve him, and how they can go back home to Krishna.
Jara Sri Krishna priti purvak bhajana kare, Sri Krishna tadake buddhi pradan kare. Jara madan ki hai, Sri buddhi madan hai,
Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasa Daiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achincha Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. Just as you cannot see Krishna unless your eyes are anointed with love, you cannot see Krishna's devotee, his nitya siddha devotee, until you have some feeling, some love in your eyes, not envy, love.
ভক্তি প্রেম প্রেমে যারা সত্য রঞ্জিত না হয় সেতখন আমরা কৃষ্ণের ভক্তকেও দর্শন করতে পারবো।
How are you going to develop this love? Our hearts are very cold. How are you going to make your heart soft? Because love means the heart becomes very soft.
আমরা প্রেম থেকে জাগৃত করতে পারবো, কেননা আমাদের হৃদয় এখন খুব শক্ত আছে আর প্রেম মানে হৃদয় খুব নরম আছে কম আছে। আমাদের শক্ত হৃদয় উপরে আমরা মুক্তি পাবো।
Krishna is guiding us. He's so kind. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Pratijane, I promise you, Arjuna, you just follow this process. Offer your respects to me. Think of me. You'll come to me.
Krishna, কিকরে আমরা এই রাস্তা শ্রীদেবতা বলছেন যে তুমি ভক্তি যোগের পন্থা অবলম্বন করো, অবশ্যই লাভ করো।
So I've been engaging in devotional service for 6 months now, and I haven't seen Krishna or even Prabhupada. So there must be something wrong with this process. It's not working. I've been a devotee for 10 years now, and I'm not feeling symptoms of ecstasy. I'm not rolling on the ground. There's no horripilation, stretching of arms and limbs. Well, why? I want my money back. I'm sorry, my friend, but that is business mentality. That is not love. That is business mentality. You have to wait until Krishna decides that he wants to come in your heart and awaken prema in you. When the Muchi was told by Narad that he would have to wait only a few more lifetimes, he was in ecstasy. Oh, I'll see Krishna in only a few more lifetimes. Oh, I'm so happy. The yogi who had no bhakti, he was told he would have to wait, and he became very angry. I've been doing my tapasya, I've been doing my yoga for so long now, I demand that Krishna come here. Krishna was pulling a camel through the eye of a needle. What is this nonsense? Oh, you're badmash. This is not possible. Do I look stupid? I could believe such a thing? In the Bible it says camel, but we talk about hatti, we talk about elephant. There's a saying that it is more difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God than it is to pull a camel through the eye of a needle. It's more difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God than it is to pull a camel through the eye of a needle. But when the bhakta, when the muchi, the sudra, devotee, when he was told that Krishna was, you know, pulling an elephant through the eye of a needle, he became ecstatic. Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you believe that? And the Bhakta, the Muchi said, yes, of course, my Lord can put many, many banyan trees in this one seed. So what is there that he cannot do? So the mood of love as taught to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Aslisyava Padartham Pinastumam Adarshanam Marmahata Krotuva Yatha Tata Vididatu Lampato Mat Pranana Sa Eva Napara. You are my Lord, the Lord of my life. Even if you trample me down with your feet, you don't give me darshan. That is your mercy. Whenever you want to reveal, that is your mercy. Now Krishna will reveal, you see. Our Param Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that one should not try to see Krishna. One should listen to class. That's what he said. Prabhupada said, this is sufficient. One should not try to see Krishna. One should act in such a way that Krishna will come and see you. Radharani will tell Krishna, just see that devotee. He's been chanting japa for 6 months now. He's a very nice devotee. And let's go and reveal to him. Even if it takes many lifetimes, it's a very short time in comparison to where we have been in this material world for millions of years. Brahmanda Brahmite, we have been wandering all over the universe, sometimes as Chaturmukh Brahma and sometimes as Kita, some little bug. We have been wandering, it's a fact.
Brahmanda Brahmite.
Now we have become Bhagyavan, Jeev, you Jiva, Jeev Jago, you have become Bhagyavan, very lucky, very fortunate. Now you can take to Krishna bhakti by the grace of Guru and by the grace of Krishna. Utsahan nischaya dhairyat. You must be enthusiastic. There must be utsa. You must perform bhakti with a lot of energy, with a lot of devotion.
Utsa. अत्यंत उत्साह चला रहे भक्ति चला रहा है सेवा कार्य संपन्न करते हैं.
It doesn't matter about your physical condition. Bhakti is not on the physical platform.
शरीर कौन अवस्था है शरीर कौन संपर्क है भक्ति जो जितना अवस्था साथ में अगर आप भक्ति करते हैं.
In whatever condition, you perform your bhakti with all your enthusiasm. There will be obstacles in the path of devotional service. Maya Devi will put many obstacles. Are you serious or not? Do you want bhakti or are you just pretending? You're making tamasha. She will see. Therefore, nischay, you must be determined at every step, yudyasva vigata jara. You have to fight against ignorance, fight against maya, fight against illusion. When Lord Ram was fighting with Ravana, Ravana and Indrajit and so many others, they were expert at illusion. So they were making so many illusory forms, they were making so many magic to try to confuse Lakshman, Lord Ram. Dhruva Maharaj also, when he was fighting the demons, they were making so many tricks, the Rakshasas, they're expert. So Maya will also play many tricks with you, your mind, in so many ways, try to catch you. Come, come, again you enjoy. You've done enough bhakti now. Come, enjoy.
Maya, amader ei bhabe bhakti jibone khub akarshit kore niye jabe na ebi ta tomar bhakti korar shokti ache na ebi ta shokte ubhog kore to maya khub
You have to be determined to overcome all obstacles. So, utsa, enthusiasm, nischaya, determination. But even more important is dhairya. Patience. You have to be patient. You have to perform your devotional service constantly without expecting anything until Krishna decides.
So, खुद निश्चय अपराधन महाकाल समझना धैर्य आरो बेसि दरकार धैर्य सहकार भक्ति जीवन करा जाए कौन दिन और কোন কিছু আশা পান ফল ফল বাদ ফল আশা সমস্ত পরিত্যাগ করে কৃষ্ণ যখন কৃপা করবেন তখন অপেক্ষা করে ধৈর্য সহকারে মুক্তি করে দিবেন.
When you decide that I'm going to serve Krishna in any condition, Krishna will come to you.
যখন আপনি ঠিক করবেন যে আমি যে কোনো অবস্থা থাকি না কেন আমি কৃষ্ণের সেবা করে যাব, তখন কৃষ্ণ প্রকাশ হতে পারে.
When you decide, I am going to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission, I'm going to serve the Vaishnavas, it doesn't matter what illusions and tricks Maya will play, I'm going to be steady in my service, then Prabhupada will reveal himself to you.
যখন আমি নিশ্চয় করব আমি প্রভুপাদের সংস্থায় প্রভুপাদের আন্দোলনে আমি সেবা করে যাব, মায়া যতই চালাবি করুক না কেন আমার যতই আদালত প্রতি আসুক না কেন আমি প্রভুপাদে আমি বৈষ্ণবের সেবাকে কখনো বঞ্চিত হব না, আলাদা হব না. তখন প্রভুপাদ খুশি আপনার কাছে নিজেকে প্রকাশ করতে পারে.
This is the only way that we can get free from this prison house of Maya.
Maya ei karagar theke mukto hon ekmatro eti hocche upay.
You cannot practice dhyana yoga. You cannot do yajna or havan. Temple worship, you know, this is cannot be accepted as temple worship. We cannot do perfectly. The only thing we can do is chant Hare Krishna.
Amra gyan anushilan korte parbo, amra joto bhagwan jo uchchari korte parbo, amra ei mandire nidrarthana apna amra purbo সঠিক ভাবে করতে পারে না, তাই অবশ্যই নির্ভর করা যায় না. শুধুমাত্র ভগবানের ভক্তি ছাড়া কোন উপায় নেই.
We can't even chant Hare Krishna nicely.
আমরা যদি হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র কি করে উচ্চারণ করতে পারি.
If at all we chant Hare Krishna, we do it mechanically, without any bhavana, without any devotion. Once Srila Prabhupada was with his servant, Shruta Kirti, and they were chanting japa together. So Prabhupada finished his last round, 16 rounds, and he pulled the counter bead. Then he took the beads and he threw them down. He said, "Now I have done 16 rounds. Now I can do any damn thing." Hard for you to translate that. Any damn thing. So that's the way we chant our rounds. Okay, I have to do it so I can get my roti, kapra, and makan. Okay, I'll chant nix nix ram ram, nix nix ram ram. Finished. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyaya Sevan Mukhehi Jivadav Swayameva Spuratyada. Devotion begins with the tongue, with chanting nicely. One of the 10 offenses, the 8th offense, who knows that? What is the 8th offense of chanting? Yes. In Bengali, who knows in Bengali? 8th offense. You got it right? In Hindi. 8th offense. Come on, you. No, that's not it. You're inventing that. You don't, okay. You better memorize them by the time we finish our trip. Otherwise, I'm going to take your beads back. It's not a mechanical process. Just like yoga. Doing Ashtanga yoga as Narad Muni was doing. It's a mechanical process. Chanting Hare Krishna is not like that. It's not a mechanical process. Who knows this one? Bahu Janma Kare. You know that one? Yes. Arth kya hai? What's the meaning? Yeah, go. What's the meaning? Okay. In Bengali, what's the meaning? Bahu Janma Kari? You can go on chanting Hare Krishna for many lifetimes and make alpa or no progress if you're committing the 10 offenses. So Narad thought that he was meditating. Krishna revealed himself by his own sweet will. And then he disappeared. So Narada thought, okay, I'll just meditate again. And then he'll come again. So, of course, Krishna didn't come again. And Narada was very unhappy. And that's the reason why we're very unhappy in this material world. Can anyone here say that they're very happy? I don't think so. Does anyone get up and dance and say, old age, disease, and death, oh, how nice, it's great?
नित्य करके बोल रहा जन्म मृत्यु आदि कथित सुन रहा है.
No, no one's happy with that. Adi Daivik, Adi Bhautik, Adi Admi Klesha Jai. You can't be happy in this material world. This is a paradise for fools. Swarg, murke liye swarg hai. So many miseries. And the only way we can get out, the only way we can see Krishna again. We saw him once when we were in the spiritual world, but we left. Now we can see him again by Prabhupada's mercy. But we have to stick to the process and do nicely with from the heart. If you are just performing devotional service and chanting Hare Krishna mechanically, then you're not going to make much progress. So you should either find some devotee who is performing devotional service from his heart and try to get training, or you should just go somewhere else.
So, यदि आपने जानकारी भावे हरे कृष्ण मंत्र जप कर सके, ताकि जब तक जन्म जाए किसी के बच जाए, ताकि आपने सत्र से कोई जीव भक्त को निर्णय के हरिनाम करते भगवान भक्ति करते सेवा करते, तेरे को भक्ति करते ये शिक्षा लेते हैं जहाँ हरिनाम इतने भाव कर रहे हैं, ना ये इतना भक्त करे अगर अन्न
You're not going to be satisfied unless you try to get the real thing that is being offered here. Pure love of God we're offering. And unless you try for pure love of God, you won't be satisfied. So, in summary, bhakti yoga is the only means we can attain Krishna consciousness, love of God. And that process is chanting Hare Krishna. It's the beginning, the middle, and the end. Bhakti performed without any real devotion or love, bhakti performed mechanically will not yield very significant results.
भक्ति यदि जानकारी मन करा हो भक्ति निष्ठा सरकार नाम करा हो ताकि जिता हमारे इसकी तो उद्देश्य उसके का प्राप्त कर जाए.
You have got emotions. You have got feelings. I know. In Bengal, people are very emotional, very full of emotion and excitement and... So you give that to Krishna. Direct your energy to Krishna. Then Radharani will be pleased with you, then she will recommend your case, then you will get Krishna darshan, then you will be happy. Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.